Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parashas Vayigash. I'd like to discuss this evening a subject that I think a lot of the basics certainly are familiar to all of us. It's something which is the shogor b'fi. Most people, details related to Kriya Shema, but I'd like to try and weave together a few different things and answer some interesting questions, which should bother us a little bit in analyzing the sugya. It comes up in Parashas Vayigash when Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim. After the whole story, when Yosef reveals himself finally to his brothers, and he instructs them to bring Yaakov and the rest of the family down. So the Pasuk says in the first source, Bereishis Parak Memvav, Pasuk Choftes, Vayeser Yosef Markavto, okay, he got his chariot ready and so on, when he realized his father was arriving, Vayalik Likras Yisrael Aviv Goshna, he appeared before his father, and again, Vayera Yilav, they hugged and embraced, and he cried on his shoulders or his neck. Okay, and it was, it seems that Yosef wept when seeing his father for the first time in so many years. So Rashi explains over there in source two, again in Perk Membo Pasuk Choftes, Loshon Harbos Bechiyav, it says Vayev Katzav of Od, it means he cried very much. It was obviously a very emotional moment. Okay. And then at the end of Rashi, he quotes, Yaakov lo nofal al tzavar Yosef, lo nishako. It sounds like only Yosef was hugging and kissing and weeping upon seeing his father, but the father Yaakov did not do the same regarding Yosef, which is a little strange. All the years Yaakov thought Yosef was dead, now he was so thrilled to see him, he didn't really seem to express the emotions the same way. So we have an unusual chazal, v'amru rabo senu shar korei eshma. Because at that particular moment, it was the Zman to recite Shema. So Yaakov was reciting the Shema at that time, and therefore was not free to be able to weep and cry and, you know, embrace Yosef in that fashion. It's a little bit unusual type of explanation, but it's what Rashi brings, and Chazal quote this from Midrashim and so on. And the question, of course, which some ask, and I printed from source number three from the Chiddush HaGriz, Rabbi Lvov of Yitzhak Zev Salavechik, the uncle of the Rav from OU, Hosafos to Parshas VaYigash. It says, he quotes Rashi, and again, that is certainly the Chazal, but the question is, why didn't, you know, well, why, if it was time for Kriya Shema, right, at the end of the second line of three, the Megiyas Man Kriya Shema, Lama Lo Kora Gam Yosef Kriya Shema. I mean, you know, we're assuming, obviously, here everybody is davening and saying Kriya Shema. How do we understand that? But if Yaakov had to say Kriya Shema because it was Man Kriya Shema, so why didn't Yosef? So he quotes that someone said in front of Reb Chaim that this was Yaakov's, really the head time to say Kriya Shema afterwards. But it could have said it before, maybe also. But the emotion was so powerful that the love that Yaakov had, we also wanted to channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the way he did so. That's one approach. But that's not what Reb Chaim liked. Rather, if you look in the last paragraph three, Omar HaGrach Demashakari Yaakov Kishma Oso Shah, he has a lumdish explanation. He said he was coming down to Mitzrayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instructed him to do so. Earlier in the parasha, it says, Al Tira Meridar Mitzrayim, Kilagoy Gadol Asim Chasham, and so on. Therefore, he was, in effect, forced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to Mitzrayim. In fact, the Rav Lvov Soloveitchik, he refers to the line that we have in the Haggadah, Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi Adibur. Remember that? Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi Adibur. He was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down, and he was. So therefore, while he was traveling, he was in effect fulfilling the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Reb Chaim. Therefore, he's potter because of Osik mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. Once he arrived in the Mitzrayim, then he had already fulfilled the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the mitzvahs reappeared, were once again relevant to him. So therefore, he had to say Kriya Shema at that time. Yosef, who was down in Mitzrayim the whole time, he said Kriya Shema earlier. He said Kriya Shema when it was his man. All right. Anyway, that's an approach. But, you know, it's interesting because it doesn't really say in this Medrash and the Rashi quotes, we're talking about Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. When did he arrive? And the point that I brought Reb Chaim is that it may not have been, maybe at a point during the day. Presumably, you know, they didn't travel too much at night in those days without much light and so on. So presumably the traveling was during the day, and therefore he arrived sometime in the morning. All right, Yosef had already said Kriya Shema. It wasn't the crack of dawn, okay? And Yosef had already recited Kriya Shema, like Reb Chaim says. It's quoted over here. And therefore, Yaakov hadn't said Kriya Shema yet because he was in the process of traveling, was completing the journey, got up in the morning to complete the journey. Osek mitzvah, potem mitzvah. So I want to use that as a springboard to understand exactly how late in the day can one say the morning Kriya Shema. So it's interesting. We know the Pasuk says in Parashas Vaschanan, in the first Parashah of Kriya Shema, Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, the magic two words for tonight, when you recline and when you arise. That's when you say Kriya Shema, twice a day. evening and morning. So Rashi there comments in plus parak vav plus exan v'dvarim uveshoch b'cha yochal afilu shochah b'chatzi hayom. What if you went to sleep at noontime? Okay, in the middle of the day, they took an nap in the middle of the day. Have to say Kriyas Shema. No, uvkumecha. That you know that's the time when people are usually awake. Yochal afilu. I'm sorry. Talmud lomar. Yochal v'shochah b'chatzi hayom. Talmud lomar uvkumecha. Yochal afilu amar b'chatzi alayla. Let's say I woke up in the middle of the night. I got up in the middle of the night and staying up all night. Now, Tamalam Bashir Khalisakh Derek Eretz Dibur Torah, the normal things that people do, Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Bottom line, the words Bishoch Bachov Kumecha mean the normal time of Shchiva, of reclining, of going to bed, and the normal time of getting up. They're very familiar to us again. Many of these Makoros, at least in general, will be very familiar to us. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Dav Yoram and Beis, Beishamai Omrim, Be'erev Kol Adav Yakar Riko, Baboka Yama Shemar Shachmav Kumecha. Beishamai learned from the words Beishachmav Kumecha, the Torah is telling you about the posture that you have to be in when you say the Shema. Beishachmav means when you recline, so you should say Shema while reclining, while lying down in the evening. And in the morning you say Shema Dafka standing up. And Beis Hillel says, no. Kol Adam Kara Kedark, you can say in whatever posture you want. You're standing, sitting, that's what a Melech Tachavadark. You'd be walking on the street. You can say whatever posture you want. So what is Im Kain, Lama Nemar, B'shochwa Kumecha? B'shoch, Shebenei Adam Shochwa, B'shoch, Shebenei Adam Omdim. It's a time. Time when people go to bed. It's nothing to do with the posture. It's a time when people go to sleep, the time when people get up. And then Mishnah tells a famous story. Reb Tarfon said once he was traveling and it was time to say the evening Kriyashma, so he held like Beis Shammai. So he went to the side of the road to lie down. Okay, he went to the side of the road to lie down in fulfillment of the wishes of Beis Shammai, the position of Beis Shammai. And he said, I got into trouble. There were highway robbers there. Started up with me and so on. And we reported that to the Beis Medrash. Instead of saying, oh, it's too bad that happened, he said, yeah, you deserved it. It should have happened to you. Okay, because, you were following Beis Shammai. You're not supposed to follow Beis Shammai. Okay, anyway, bottom line, Beis Shammai holds it's got nothing to do with Beis Hillel hold that the Kriyashma has nothing to do with the posture, has to do with the timing. And actually, the Pnei Yoshua there in Brachas Daf Yudin Beis, I printed in Source 8, the Pnei Yoshua says that Beis Shammai doesn't disagree. Okay, he writes, Dibur Maskel B'Mishnah Beis Shammai Omrim, the Pnei Yoshua writes, near the Beis Shammai Nami Modu, the Pashta, the Kor, the Shachov Komecha, Koi Nami Ashash Shiva Ashash Kima. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai is not arguing. It is the time of Shiva and Kima. Okay, because Shchiva b'Laila b'Kima b'Yom. Okay, and that's why it says in the Mishnah. Notice that the language is used is Erev and Boker. If you look back in the Mishnah, source number 6, Beis Shammai Omrim b'Erev Kol Adam Yatav Yikov b'Boker Yamod. He's talking about the evening and the morning. That's the time you say Kriyashma, according to him as well. So clearly, it's the time of Shchiva, the time you go to bed, and the time you get out of bed. You wake up in the morning. Beis Shammai doesn't disagree. Okay, and Ella de Kasavri. The love bisman shchiva bisman kima the rov olam talyam milse el b'shach shchiva the day mamish. It doesn't mean the time when people necessarily go to sleep. But you go to sleep. Okay, when you lie down, so you should say it in that posture. Okay, that's the Pnei Yoshua. So anyway, in any event, we have a din that Kriyashma has to be recited b'shoch b'chov kumecha, and b'shoch kumecha there's no argument that this according to Pnei Yoshua, no one even argues. B'shoch b'chov means zman shchiva, and kumecha means zman kima. Okay, very nice. So what is that exactly? So that, of course, and again, as I said, we're going to be going through familiar Mishnayos and familiar Gemaras. The very first mission in Shas, the first mission in Brachos Beis and Aleph, source number 9, says, Me'ema Sakarim Shema B'Arvin. What's the earliest time to say Kriyashma in the evening? Mishah Shakarim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. The time that a Kohen, who had become Tomei, and therefore was forbidden from eating Truma, and has now become Tor, by going to the Mikveh and doing what he had to do, is allowed to resume eating Truma again. How late can you say it? Ad Sofa Shmur Rishona, the end of the first shift. The night was divided, we assume, into three shifts. Of Achokas Nigmar, but we'll assume now for three shifts into 4 hours of the night. Okay. Dibur Belezer, Vachamar Omer Chatzos, Chamar say till midnight. And I'm going to Lil Omer Achiala Mura Shachar, till daybreak the next morning. Okay. So, Rashi kind of fills in the blanks. He has the Machokas about a Shmur Rishona. But the important Rashi I want to show you is the third Rashi there, Adchi, the fourth, in source 10, the fourth Rashi, Daf Beis and Aleph and Brochas, Adchi Yale Amura Shachar, Shekol Halayla Koruz Man Shiva. Rav Gamliel is of the opinion that the entire night, that's when people sleep. When do people sleep at night? Okay, we're talking about most people. Okay, so Rav Gamliel says, since Uveshach Becha means, as we explained before, Zman Shiva, okay, then any time that's described as Zman Shechiva, you can say the evening Kriya Shema, and that is all night until daybreak, right? Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar. That is the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, as Rashi explains. Kol HaLayla Kori Zman Shechiva. Now, the Gemara explains, so what is this business with the Truma? That's the beginning time, right? The Gemara, the beginning of Brachas Beis Zman Aleph, so it's 11, the Gemara says, Omar Mar, what time is that the Kohanim can resume eating Truma? So, Michti Kohanim Amos Kochi Truma, Mishas Tesa Kov. So the stars come out, right, which Rashi means mean in source 12, Mishas Tezachov, Mishu Gemar Bia Shemesh. The sun is gone completely. We call that nightfall, right? And the stars come out. Good. That's the earliest time. Then the Gemara says, I wanted to say so. What do you give me? It's a roundabout answer. What time is the early say Kriya Shema? Well, that's whenever the Kohanim can eat Truma. Well, what do you give it? What is that? Say so, Kohanim. Just say so. All right. So it teaches us another din about Truma. Very nice. Anyway, that's but the earliest time say Kriya Shema is when nightfall. And the latest time, according to Rabbi Gamliel, okay, we'll see shortly, like when we paskin, except the Gemara, we say, the Chachamim fundamentally agree with Rabbi Gamliel. They just said Chatzos, I didn't print the rest of the Mishnah, but the Chachamim fundamentally agree with Rabbi Gamliel that the latest time is when the day breaks, dawn the next day, because they just said midnight, so you don't keep postponing and then you forget about it and fall asleep. That's the, I meant to print, but I forgot to print the continuation of the Mishnah. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara which tells what about after daybreak. So on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the bottom of Ches Amud Beis in Brachos 13, the Gemara says the following: The Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon Bekiva, Pe'amim she'adam korei Kriya Shema shtei pam bayom, achas korem haneitzachama, achal achar neitzachama. A person can say Kriya Shema twice, almost consecutively. Okay, when it's really daylight out already, once right before haneitzachama, haneitzachama. The word is haneitz. You know, it's not. A lot of times we call it neitz. Neitzachama. It's really Haneitzachama, the rising of the sun. The people think the hay is Haneitz, the Neitz. People heard of the Neitz. It's not really correct. Not that it makes a big difference. I'm just saying the word is Haneitz, you know, the verb. So it's Haneitzachama. Okay, anyway, not Haneitz, the Neitz. All right, anyway, so you hear some people make a fuss. We say, what time is Haneitz? You know, all right, for sure, we call it Neitz. But if you want to know why some people make a fuss, so that's why. Anyway, so Achas Korom Haneitzachama, Achar Haneitzachama, Chavosa, you be Yotze. Twice. You said Kriya Shema pretty close together. You said once right before sunrise, once after sunrise, you Yotze. The first one being the Kriya Shema of the evening, and the next one being Kriya Shema Shaday, of the day. So the Gemara asks, Achashom, Achashom, Yotze. So I said, 1 second, Hagufa Kashi, you're self-contradictory. Amrit, you just said, Pa'amishon, Kore Kriya Shema, Shtei Pa'amim, Bayom. You just say it's possible for someone to say the Kriya Shema twice during the day, which means, Alma, Kodem Haneitzacham Yamamo. It means that before sunrise is already called day, because you just said the guy's reading it twice during the day, once before sunrise, once after sunrise. That's the formulation, as we have the Bryce over here. So once before sunrise, one after sunrise. So before sunrise is already called day. Okay. Then you said, you said, but you Yotze, the Kriya Shema Shalila, at that time, you just said it was day. What's going on? Amalelo, it's nighttime. Or I said, no, lo, it is daytime. The car, a high du car le lila, that's for this purpose. It's called the anachanami. Before sunrise, okay, once it's dawn already, once it's daybreak, it's already called yom. Other mitzvahs of dinim, it's already called yom. It's already daytime. Okay. Why'd you say then you go to the Kriya Shema at night? Sounds like it's nighttime. No, it's night for this purpose. You know why? The ika inshi de gonu bahishaita. There are some people, today it's most people, there are some people who are still sleeping at that time. The people sleep all the way till sunrise. All right. Again, it was a different type of society. People got up earlier. You didn't have electricity, you know, so you went to sleep earlier too. All right. But, maybe it's different today. We can discuss that another time. But the language of the Gemara that I'm interested in, the Ika Inshi de Ganuba Hishaita. There are people who are sleeping at that hour. Therefore, for the purpose of the Kriya Shema of the evening, which is not defined by night, halachic night. Okay, that's the key point here. The evening Kriya Shema, the nighttime Kriya Shema is not defined by halachic night, because ain't a chanami. Halachic night is over at daybreak. Once the day breaks, once it's dawn, it's already daytime. Okay, and even certain daytime mitzvahs can be done, at least by the Eved. Okay, but it's really daytime. But nevertheless, for this purpose, it's called night. You can be Yotze, the night Kriya Shema, because the night Kriya Shema is not a din in nighttime per se, but rather, or nighttime only per se, but rather Zman Shechiva, the time that people are sleeping. So since people are still sleeping at that hour, then it's then you can say the evening Kriya Shema. Okay, and the Gemara says, Amar Acha Bar Bichin, Amar Mishum and Levi, Halacha, Kav Shimon Yochai, Shkav Shimon, Sh'amar Mishum and Bekiva. The only thing is, Reb Zera says, Ovelvad Shalom HaShkivenu. You can't say the bracha of Hashkivenu at that hour. Hashkivenu means you're going to sleep for the night. That you can't say at that hour. Okay. Ki also Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Hadar, Reb Acha, Reb Chanina, Amar Shuman Levi, Lav, Meferish Itmar, Ela Mechlal, Yitzchak tells the story. The Hu Zuga, the Rabbanim, the Shtaka, Belulu, the Breyer, Reb Shuman Levi, two Rabbanim, they got a little tipsy, maybe, at the wedding of the son of Reb Shuman Levi, and they stumbled home, and also come to Reb Shuman Levi, Amar Kedai, Reb Shuman Lismo, Chalab, Shasach. Apparently, it was one of those long weddings, and it went all night long. Okay, and it was now after daybreak, and it said, "Kedai Reb Shimon, we can align Reb Shimon Yochai b'shas hadchak." Okay, so now what the Gemara is telling us is this idea of reciting the nighttime Kriyashma after daybreak and being yotze the nighttime Kriyashma, it's a shas hadchak. It's in a, you know, a pressing circumstance, unusual circumstance, generally not. That's what Rashi says. You look there, Brachas Testament Aleph 14, I printed the Rashi, b'shas hadchak, aval b'shalo b'shas hadchak, lo. But not shalo b'shas hadchak. Okay. The Ramban has a nice explanation. Ramban and the Mechamas Hashem in the back of Brachos on the Rif, the Avbeis on the page of Rif 15. Ramban writes, Havarotza, as far as you want to work all this out, the Rif is correct, he's saying against the Valamor, but Vekach Ikar and Sheldvarim. Look what he writes. Shizman Kriyashma, second line of 15. Shizman Kriyashma, Lekayim Mitzvah Chachamim Ad Chatzos. Really, you want to do what the Chachamim say? You should really say the evening Kriyashma by Chatzos, by midnight. Vim Ovel of Chatzos, Alayla B'Shena, you fell asleep, or B'Pshia. Okay, it's an exaggerated statement, but you know, it's not a good thing. However, Abel Korehu Achiyala Murah Shachar, Vafila Chatchila, Devadai Lailahu, Lechol Dover. Okay, if after midnight, you can certainly say Kriyashma, you're really supposed to do it by midnight. But if you didn't, you certainly still yotzeh for 100% the midst of Kriyashma because of the time that people sleep. But Mishalam Murah Shachar, Nase Yom Lechol Dover, once it's daybreak, then it's daytime for all halachic purposes. But afal piche, nonetheless, says Ramban, like we explained, kevan the cause of rachmana b'shach b'cha, below cause of baboker v'erev. Again, the language of the original pasuk in the Torah, came back in source number 4, right in parsha v'schana v'shanta v'necha, etc. It says b'shach b'cha kumecha. It doesn't say b'erev v'baboker. So since the Ramban says since it has b'shach b'cha kumecha, since it says that below cause of baboker v'erev, harav shimon omer shmuy yarekiva the yotze chavasu shalayla b'di'evin. The ha'ika inshi the gano b'hoshaita, because there are still people sleeping at that hour. Therefore, it's still called b'shach b'cha, and you can say kriyashma. All right. However, he says, "Ve'iu nami lo kara adayin motzi kara reitzachamim mikam ve'elech lecha the gani." He says, after that, nobody's sleeping at that hour. Well, some people are, but nobody's sleeping at that hour. And he says, "I the b'nei malachim will come to that soon." There were certain, again, the executives, you know, the wealthy people would sleep late and show up work late. They slept late. Yeah, but he said, they are in hand. It's not a good sleep. Right? They are in hand. We toss them. They're not really sleeping. They're already stirring. They're getting waked. They're just not getting out of bed. Right? They're up, but they're not really getting out of bed. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam Paskins. By the way, just as a side point, the Ramban, I skipped over it, but the Ramban said, even though it's a miut of people who were sleeping after daybreak, according to him, it's a miut, still it says b'shoch b'cho in the singular, so if you're in that boat, it's okay. All right, the Ramban Paskins and Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes 16. Ezel Zman Kriyashma b'layla, mitzvosa mishas yitzizakom ar chatzia layla. The proper thing is to say Kriyashma anytime after nightfall until chatzia layla. If you said it after nightfall, I'm sorry, after midnight before daybreak, the Rambam says that you should say it by midnight, but that's not really a strict din. That's just to keep you away from making a mistake. But if you missed it, then you can certainly go ahead and recite Kriyashma up until daybreak. Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Akara Kriyashma Sha'arvis Acher Shalom Roshachar Kodam Anaitzachamu. That's only like we said, a shasad chak. There was some honors. He was drunk. He was sick. Something happened, right? And you shouldn't say ashkimen of them. Fine. And this din appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Orachayim sim reish lamed hey sim gimel lechatchila tzarch likosh mishm riyad v'teisav kachom. The proper thing is to say right away at nightfall. Zvizim makdim. As the Mishabu writes in Kotten Chavav, Zvizim makdim. Say it right away when you first can. Uzmano ad chatzia laila. The prop, you know, it's until midnight. Okay. And the Mishabur again fills in Chav Zayin. That's why in 18, that's why the Rabbanan said until midnight, just to keep you, you know, not to, you shouldn't keep postponing and so on. But in Avar v'Icha Rekar Achal Olam Arashach Yatzrei Chavosu. Good. Okay. Because Menatari can say it all night. And again, the Mishabur in Sivkot and Chav Chaz writes at the end of his comment there, Du B'Shach B'Cha Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shachur Mashman. Shochacha means any time when people are sleeping, and that's all the way until daybreak. Okay, then in the Sivdal, he writes, if you said it after daybreak, before an Eitzachama, so you're not Yotzei Erechavos unless it's some sort of an emergency. Okay, you know why? Because that's not really called Eino Zman Shchiva. That's not really Zman Shchiva. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Zukot and Lamed Gimel, but someone Eino Zman Shchiva Holchin Lishkov. It's not when people go to sleep. Okay, and therefore you can't say Ashkiveno, but it's enough Zman Shchiva that people are sleeping, so by the Evid you can say Kriyashma if there's some emergency. Okay, that's about the evening Kriyashma. Now let's turn to the morning Kriyashma. Mishnah Brachos Daf Tesamei is 19. The Mishnah says, what's the earliest time to say Kriyashma in the morning? Mishayakir ben Tchelas Olos, a famous Mishayakir. When it's light enough out, it's after daybreak, but it's light enough out to be able to distinguish between blue and white. And there are other Shira and Zingmar mentioned, realizing between blue and green, which is a little later, because in blue and green are similar, so you need more daylight to see that. Okay, whatever. And Ad, we go, or Regomer, Ad Hanei Tzacham. According to this first sheet of Elezer, you know the latest time to take Kriyashma in the morning is? Sunrise. That would let us a lot of us off the train. But luckily, Rabbi Shua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shov, you have 3 hours into the day to say Kriyashma, until Sosman Kriyashma, Shekain Derech Malei Melochem, Derech Melochem, because again, the kings, the princes, the wealthy people, the noblemen, they get up at the Shalosh Shovs. Hakor Mikan Ve'elech, if you want to read after that, well, it's okay. Lo Hivsid, Kado Hakor Batorah. I mean, you know, Kriyashma Psukim Torah, I can say it right now if I want. You can say it anytime you like. You can read Psukim Torah. So if you say it later than that, it's a good thing. It's just like Psukim from the Torah. Okay. All right, Tchelis is a Yorok color. Yorok doesn't mean green. It means, probably aquamarine. All right. Relating to the Tchelis on Sitz, it's not a topic now. The Tos of Akiva Eger on that mission, Brachas Parakalaf, Mishnah Beis, Ozayan 21 says, El Akarcha the Plig Virkardin. Right, so machlok is the Mishnah. The Belezes relay, the Achar Haneitz lo have his man kima, the Ruba de Alma. What's the machlokas about between a Belez who says you have until sunrise and the way we pass it, luckily, the Yeshua says you have until shows. Machlok is, what is man kima? Just like we said before, Bishoch Bechol meant the time of people are sleeping. Okay. So Kumecha means the time of people rise. Okay. So people get up. So according to the Rekiv Eger says, the Belez's opinion is after sunrise, that's not time people getting up. Everybody's up already. The Ruba the Alma Om Dimim Tosim Kodamanites. Most people get up earlier than sunrise. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua Svirle, the Mikri Kima Mishum Yutu Dimim Malachim. There, the wealthy people, the noblemen, and so on, they get up a little bit later, so that counts. All right? Now, we know that there were certain people who would like to be very careful to say Kriyashma Take right before sunrise, like Rabbi Lezer recommends. Those are the Vasikin. On that Gemara, Brachas Tesam Abayz, the famous Vasikin. 22, Tanya Nami Hachi Vasikin. You have to say the morning Shemoneh Esrei. That's a din in the mornings. You have to wait until sunrise. Okay, you're not supposed to say this morning Shemoneh Esrei before sunrise. Again, Shas Al Chak, you can say it after daybreak, but we'll assume in most circumstances you can't say this morning Shemoneh Esrei before sunrise, right? Again, except certain extenuating circumstances, but other than that, you don't do it before sunrise. So what you do, since you want to juxtapose the brachas that follow Kriyashma, Brachas Hashem, Gal Yisrael, and the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you want to do it right at sunrise. Sometimes we can time it. On Shavuos, we always try to time it, right? So the you say Kriyashma right before, so that's what he's Vasikin, right? Rashi explains in Tesma Beis 23, Vasikin, Anashim Anovim, right? They were humble people, pious people, Mechabin and Mitzvahs. All right, so that's what they used to do. All right, now the Gemara then asks, what did that statement in the Mishnah mean? We're now in Source 24, the Gemara in Yudav Beis. What did the Mishnah mean that if you read Kriyashma after 3 hours, right, even according to Belezi, you have to finish Kriyashma by sunrise. You have until the end of 3 hours of the day. That's a further on the beginning of 3 hours, end of 3 hours. Let's assume the end of 3 hours, okay? So the Gemara says, but if you want to, we said before, right, the Mishnah said, and if you want to read after that, it's okay. I have nothing to lose because, like someone reading the Torah, right? That's the end of 19. The Mishnah said on Tesla Bays, Mikan Va'elch Lo Hifsid Ka Adam Hakare Vatorah. What does that mean? Lo Hifsid. The Gemara asks on Yudam Bays, Hakare Mikan Lo Hifsid. What do you mean? So Gemara explains, Shahare Hu Ka Adam Shakore Achas Mikala Parsha Vatorah. Okay. The Afal P, Shalo Yotzid Ech Kriyashma, Yeshu Kibo Schar Ka Osi Vatorah. Right? It's like somebody who's learning Torah. Okay. Now, you go back to that same Gemara Brachas on Chesma Beis, a little bit earlier on Chesma Beis, we quoted before, that Brisa about the person who wanted to say Kriyashma twice, during the day, twice during the day, once right before sunrise, once right after sunrise. So we just saw that. So there's a different version, an earlier version of that brisa, which says the following, 26. Chesam beis and brachas. Tanya, Shumi Yochai Omer, same speaker. Pa'amim shalom kara kishma shtei pa'amim balaylo. Achas kodim shalom. I mean, it's not the same case. It's slightly different. Before we talked about the guy was reading it right before sunrise. And then again, a few minutes later, right after sunrise. So we said the one right before sunrise, even though it's considered halachically daytime, but since people are still sleeping, you can be otzei the kriyashma of the evening at that time, but not after sunrise. But the earlier brice, I don't mean the earlier version, but the earlier part of that same brice, it says the following. Achas kodem shiala amura shachar, achas la achas amura shachar. V'yotzim yechavosa achas shom achas shalayla. Here the guy said Kriya Shema right before alos shachar, right before dawn. Okay, which and I said again right after dawn. And it says yotze the Kriya Shema of the evening with what you said right before dawn. Before we're talking about sunrise as the cutoff point. Here we're talking about dawn. It's two different cases. Okay, so the one right before dawn, Yotze the Krishma of the evening. The one right after dawn, Yotze the Krishma of the daytime. So the Gemara has the same type of kasha, the same Hagufa kasha. Amrit Pamish Adam Kor Krishma, Stay Pam Balailo, Amala Achas Yalamura Shachar Lailo. You say the guy said it twice during the night, once before dawn and once before after dawn, and you called that night. So apparently after dawn is still called night. Okay, on the other hand, you said, it's night. The hadar tani yotze ben chavos achas yom v'achas shalala yotze daytime krishma al yamamahu. Or it says lo la'olam lelo. According to this approach, after sunrise is taka nighttime. I'm sorry. After la'olam lelo, it's still nighttime. The hadar karla yom the ikra inshi the kaimi b'hishata. Some people get up at that hour. Okay. And then there are still people who get up at that hour. So again, what do you see? You see that the definition of the daytime Shema is when people are getting up. That's how you define it. And that's, again, that same Ramban. The Chamash Hashem and Brachas in Daf Beis Mabeis spells out this one. 28. Abba B'shal Shachris, Mishnah Shlema Shanim, Amos HaKor, and Sedra, V'afal P'yishu Kor Krishma, Arvis Aron Eitz, V'shum D'chsiv V'shach B'cha, V'chashinan L'miyuta, the Gano Miyuta, the Gano, you can say Kriyashma, the nighttime Kriyashma, all the way up to sunrise, even after dawn, because some people are still sleeping. But miuvada mishalom on a shachar yomu lechol dinim shabatar. But it's still day. Other dinim for bris milah, for other lulav, other daytime dinim. Ella leinyan kriyashma the shachris afal gav dinim boker ve'ena kol yom kev nisim kumecha veruba the inshalo kaima ad sheyakir echres chameru ve'ol bnei shakabo. He says most people get up at the time when people are beginning to recognize each other. It's light enough out to minimal recognition. And furthermore, okay, the morning, the Kriyashma of the daytime and nighttime, the Kriyashma of the daytime has the parsha of tzitzis in it. And there it says, a re'isem oso, which means the time you have to be able to see the tzitzis and be able to distinguish between the blue and the white and the tzitzis and so on. Okay, so that's why it's already called daytime, people getting up. And he says, El Shabbino HaGadol, referring to the Rif, Masmicha the Rishim Yochai, She Omer B'Shah Sadchak, Obe the Evid, Misha Olam Ura Shachar Yotza, Behind the Ksani, Amr Shalom Kari quotes this same Mishnah, the same Abraisa. You recite Krishma twice at night, and the Gemara explains that it's night with regard to Krishma. Afterwards, it's night with regard to Krishma, but Abu B'Dievid Yotza, even the morning Krishma, because some people get up at that hour. Again, the Yotza Midvareno is that the morning Shema is defined by people getting up. And the Rambam, therefore, Paskins and Perak Aleph, Aleph Yud Aleph, 29. Well, Ve'ezu Zmano, what's the morning Shema? Vayom, the daytime Shema? Mitzvah, so Shiaskh Likro is Koroman et Sechama, right? The proper thing to do, like the Masikin, to say it right before sunrise, and to finish the Brocha right with sunrise. And that's, you know, that's the proper time. And until Onosad, Shos Vayom, until 3 hours a day if you delay. Now, then the Rambam writes in Alchid Beis, Misha Hikdim, the Kar Krishna Shachar is Achash Yalam Ura Shachar. Okay, if you did it after daybreak, okay, after daybreak, so then Yotze, over Shasar Chak, Kagon Shahamash, there are Kor Lachatilim Shalam Ura Shachar. Some Shasar Chak, you can read it earlier, as early as daybreak. All right, then the Rambam writes, and this is very important for us right now, Alchid Yud Gimel. Hakore achar shalosh shos bayom. What if it's after the third hour of the day? Okay. And afilo hayonus. Even if I was sick, or whatever excuse you, it doesn't matter. Lo yotze dechovas kriyas shma bon also. Ella hareu kikor b'toru. After 3 hours, you know, may not be your fault, so you won't get punished, but you can't say kriyas shma anymore. Just you get credit for Talmud Torah. But he says, umivarach lefaneho lachareu, but you can say the birchas kriyas shma kol hayom, anytime during the day, till nightfall, till that whole day, even 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, you're not going to be, 4 o'clock in the guy was sick, he was dead, whatever happened, so you can say, you can't be yotzed his mitzvah of kriyas shma bizmana. That's done. Okay? But what he can do is he can say the kriyas shma, be yotzed the mitzvah of an aspect of Talmud Torah. Okay? And then he can say the brachas anytime during the day. Afilu ichei rekar achar shalosh shalosh. So says the Rambam. Keep that in your mind. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Nun Ches, Sif Aleph, again, Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis Mishiris Chaver Hargogel Motzas Berichut Tal Ramos. It's the same thing. Misha Yaki, you can recognize your friend, not a complete stranger, and so on. Benim Shach Zman Atzof Kimel Shows Shurubi Ayom till the end of the 3 hours, 1 quarter of the day. O Mitzvah Amuv Chalikos Yigav Sikin, and so on, like we said before. All right. And I think whoever does this, he writes to the NFC follow, like the Vasikin, Schara Harbe Mode, it's a great reward, and so on. All right. And then he tells you how we figure out how, when the sunrise is. All right. Now, Siv Beis, Imlo Kara Osa Koromanetsa Chamayish Lahakti Mekos Meherakomash Yuchal. If you didn't read it before, didn't say it before sunrise, then say it as early as you can after that. Okay. And then it's if Gimel, Mishu Onos, the guy was stuck with something, whatever, he had to go on a trip and they were leaving without him, whatever it may be, in a caravan, all right, so whatever happened, he says you can say it after, as early as Amud HaShachar, you can earlier, if they're going to leave, the caravan's leaving, not going to wait for this Jew to say Kriyas Shema, okay, so you can say it after Amud HaShachar, because that's already told B'kumecha, and other than that, you shouldn't do that, all right, and if you did that, if somebody did that without being honest, okay, if someone did that without being honest, so then B'dievid Yotze. All right. Now, when Siv Vav, Afal Pi Shizmana Nimshach Ad Sofa Shah Gimel, Im Avra Shah Gimel Okara, Kara Osem Bibichoseha, Kol Shah Adalaj, Rushli Shayom. Look, the Chabar is different than the Rambam. The Rambam said if you said Kriya Shema in the morning after the 3rd hour, you can still say the brachas all day, all day. The Chabar doesn't say that. The Chabar says you can say the bracha till the 4th hour. Okay? And you still won't get the schar for Kriya Shema. But of our shah down below kara, kara below birchoseh kolayom. So that's a machlokas. Okay, Mechaber says after the 4th hour, okay, then you can't say it with any brachas anymore. Because then the zman tefillah is over too. Okay, so then you can say, then you have the rest of the day. You can say krishma like reading parshas in the Torah. You can't say it with the birchos krishma. Okay, and the Mishabur explains, okay, Mishabur explains, first of all, in your test, the reason why you yotzei even before sunrise, is the mikzas anashim kamim bosas man, the same thing. The karina bay of kumecha. It's called the kumecha, like we said at the beginning of the shir. It's man shchiva, it's man kima. Time you go to sleep, time you go to that, those are the zmanim. Then what he says about Shah Dalad, you know, why does he say he can only say the brichas kriyashma until the 4th hour? So he writes, the brachas, enim shacham a kriyashma. The brachas aren't really part of kriyashma. It's not a bracha on Shema. It's not a bracha on mitzvah. We don't say Asher Kiddush Shalom and Savit Sivanu. Harayim Kamo Tefillah. They're part of Tefillah Shachar. The bracha is Kriyashma. Lefichah Dinam Kamo Tefillah Shachar. Shurak Atzlish Hayom. Okay, good. So keep that machlokas in your mind. What should bother us, what disturbed some of the Rishonim, or prompted them to comment anyway, is this distinction between Shach B'chav Kumecha. We put everything together that we said, okay, and we scrutinize it a little bit, we'll realize that b'shoch b'cha for the evening Kriya Shema was all the time that people are shochvim, are sleeping. And that got us in the discussion. What if it's after daybreak and so on? But nobody seems to say that b'kumecha means the whole time people are awake. B'kumecha always seems to mean when people are waking up. Yeah, that chilek is interesting chilek. We think about it more. That's what we just saw. What emerges from all these things. The whole discussion is whether people get up at that time. Some people get up a little bit before sunrise. Okay, some people get up as early as daybreak. It's b'dieved, but okay. And some people, the b'nei malachim, sleep until 3 hours. You know, so they don't get up until the 3 hours a day. That's the self zman kriyas shema. But it's interesting to note that when it comes to the evening kriyas shema, zman shchiva is defined as any time when people are reclining, are sleeping, and that's all night long. yet nobody seems to say that Rebbe Kumecha means any time that people are awake, which is all day long. So we have a basic discrepancy here between the evening Kriya Shema and the morning Kriya Shema. I'm just pointing it out. It's obvious, but yeah.
Simply that when you're Mishachbucha, when you're lying down, that's directly related to the fact that you lay down. In other words, when you lie down, you're in the same position the entire time. Kumecha, when you get up, and then you're not basically standing
in the same position. Place.
It's no longer related to your kumecha rest of the day.
Right, so
your entire sleep is related to b'shachbucha.
If you're wild sleep, you're more or less staying in the same place. In a chanami, I hear it's an interesting. So let's see what the Rishonim say about it. They're bothered. The Ra'or in his Chidush of the Brachas on Anataf Beis and Aleph. Okay, he quotes the relevant things, but we'll look at. Okay, he said the argument in the Mishnah. Remember, the first opinion in the Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar, who said you can only say the evening Kriya Shema until the fourth hour. Tzofar Shmur Rishona. Okay, that was the Mishnah on the. The Beis Min Aleph, right? Back in source number 8, 9. Amos HaKorin, remember the first opinion? Ad Sofa Shmur Rishona Divra Belezer, which we don't accept. So the Ra'ah explains that's because Rebbe Elazar was of the opinion. What he said was that B'shach B'cha means the time your people go to sleep, which in those days, the first quarter of the night, right? Then the first few hours of the night. That's what the Ra'ah points out. He says, V'hai depligi b'masnisin dafka b'lishna B'shach B'cha itchila shchiva okof. The machlokas between the two extreme positions in the Mishnah that based on between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim is, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Gamliel, whom we said that the Chachamim fundamentally agree with Rebbe Gamliel. They just said midnight as a means of, keeping you away from postponing it and ultimately forgetting about it. But the point is that the two extremes, the argument revolves, says the Ra'ah, around this question. Does B'shach B'cha mean the time people go to sleep? That's what Beleza says. The first few hours of night is when people go to sleep, not the time people are sleeping. He would reject this whole business of before dawn and that. No, that's not time when people don't go to sleep then, right, as a general rule. And then Rabbi Gamliel says, no, B'shach B'cha means, and that's what we assume, B'shach B'cha means the whole time people are sleeping. So the Ra'ah points out, so there is this machlokas regarding the definition of B'shach B'cha, okay, Itchila Shchiva Al Kol Shchiva. Okay. When it comes to a kumecha, there's no argument. Nobody says the whole time people are awake. Okay. The lav calls man kima dahinu kolayom el tchilas kima el tefli yinam el kama ad kama nimshach man tchilas kima. Machlokas is what is called tchilas kima. So he simply points out this distinction. Okay, but he says there's a machlokas about b'shach b'cha, but not a parallel machlokas about u'kumecha. In the Sefer Achinuch on the mitzvah Kriya Shema, okay, it's in mitzvah Tof Chaf 33. Okay, he quotes the Mishnah and so on, and he says b'shach b'cha u'kumecha. Right, second line, u'bo aperish al zeh b'shach shemino b'shachin u'b'shach shemino kamin kash mashon l'rabbanan shb'shach shemino b'shachin tikra kol halaylo. Right, like, and he quotes the pasuk that mentions that. That's called shas shchiva. And so he mentioned a little bit of a different thing, which I think your chilek is sharper. He mentions because, again, he has the same question. Why don't we have the parallel with the daytime? So, Mnei Kain Amru, Shazman Kriyashma Ba'ar B'Shash, one second, I'm sorry. Shabnei Adam, he says, Chalukim Hei B'Midosan B'Nyan Ashkiva. Yesh Mehen Shein Shokhun Al Chatzi Alayla V'Yesh Ad Sofa. People go to sleep at all different times. And that's why we have different definitions. But when it comes to waking up, it's a shosh. I don't know, is that true? I mean, people get up at different hours too, but maybe the nighttime, it is more varied, even today. People have odd hours. The waking up, if you took a survey, and I don't know, I'm going to do a look online if they haven't taken such a survey, but going to sleep, our people go to sleep at 10 o'clock, other people go to sleep at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. I don't think there's necessarily as wide a discrepancy when waking up. But anyway, that's what he suggests, okay? He says that, last phrase I quote here, She'ein derech achamed adam shu bari, she'yakum mitosu b'sof hayom, or filib emtso. Nobody who's healthy sleeps until midday, okay, or all day long. People don't do that. They're not normal. All right. I mean, it's an interesting horror. The Sefer Yerayim, well, as I mentioned, the Simon Reish Nun Beis in his Sefer Mitzvah, Sefer Yerayim, the old Vos Yud Gimel, Yeish Lishol, he has said as a kasha. He says it's a grammatical thing. It's an accent issue, but he says, "Bekumecha cannot mean the whole time you're standing. Kimascha, maybe it's a bekimecha." Okay, again, I don't know exactly enough about the grammar that he's pointing, but he said it's a grammatical point that beshachbecha means when you recline. Okay, kumecha doesn't mean when you're standing. Again, it doesn't mean you're up, but I guess it means when you're waking up, when you're first, the word itself, kumecha, that phraseology of the word, not bikimecha, means when you're getting up. That's the definition of the word, he says. All right. Tosa Rosh, without, and there in Brachas, Beis Manala, Yom Aschad, so far, Shmur Shona, Behachi, Pliga, Belezer, Sova, Beshachbecha, Kolzman, Shaoskin, Beshiva. Okay, Dimidu, Kumecha, Delomashma, Kula Yoma, Kolzman, Shaoskin, Bekima. That's a Belezer. And he says the same thing like we saw in the Raah. Those are all says, that's a Belezer Shita by night too. And he says it is parallel. So when you go to sleep, when you get up, when Galil Sabah, high commercial, high commercial, the Bishach Bachal Machman Shapir, Kozman Shem Shoah, but Kumecha, Lo Mashma El Bishach Shu Kum. Again, the definition of Kumecha is not being up, but rising, waking up. That's the definition. All right. That's how the Meiri also said over there in Beis Manala. Okay. But your Chilak, I think, is interesting, Chilak. You know, Bekumecha is much more diverse. Activity, it's a different time. And maybe that's what they're saying. That's the definition of the word. Kumecha doesn't mean when you're standing, you know. So that's an interesting approach. The Kriya Sefer on the Rambam, there in Perek Aleph Hilchos Kriyashma, writes, also address this issue a little bit. It tells it's Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. And he says also that, again, it has to do with what most people do. Most people get up earlier and so on. All right. Enough said about that. But I want to come now to the Kesef Mishnah, who makes an astounding comment. Okay. There in Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchos Kriyashma. Okay. By the way, again, if you look back in the Kiryas Sefer, in the third line, he writes in 37, Halachi Dashim Kumecha Zman Shomdim Mimitoseim. Below Bizman Shehem Omdim the Hanukkah. Not when you are. He doesn't say your way, but I think that he's getting at the same type of idea. It's when you are getting out of bed. Shomdim Mimitoseim. And not Omdim, period. Hanukkah Yom. Okay, anyway. Otherwise, it should have just said Yom. You know, okay, anyway. The Kesef Mishnah, not Rambam, Parak Aleph Yud Gimel, says something very interesting. 38. Yesh Shalom, same question. Yesh Shalom. My time of Bishoch Bechad, Dashina Kolzman Shredam Shoch, we know we toss them. Like we have that Gemara and so on and so forth. Okay, but yet when it comes to Bekumecha, we don't have the same thing. Okay? Lama lo darshu kain, the fourth line, I'm just skipping because he quotes the Gemara. But Lama lo darshu kain Bekumecha, Kolzman Shredam Kamim, Dahino Kalayom. And look what he answers. Totally different answer. The Yeshloma Deino Chanami. The Hachi Darshinlo. It's true. It's true. Mishum Hachi Amrinan. Hakore Mikanva Elechlo. Hivsir Abrochas. Remember the Rambam? The Rambam said, Kesmish is coming on the Rambam. The Rambam said, even if you said Kriyashma later than 3 hours, you said it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can still say it, and you can still say it with the Brochas, with the Birchas Kriyashma, said the Rambam. Mechaber didn't agree. Okay, and Kesemish was also a Chabad. He's explaining the Rambam here. Why? He says, at least according to the Rambam, Ein Echanami. Hakarmi Kamal Yisrael Brachas Ve'ilu Lo Haya. It's got to be. He wants to say that, you know what? Surprise. Zman Kriyashma is Take all day. It is parallel. Zman Kima is all the time that you're awake, all day long. Okay? Because otherwise, if it wouldn't have been Zman Kriyashma, right? Ilu Lo Haya Zman Kriyashma, really, midoraisa, you can say Krishna all day, and it is parallel. But we have a few reasons why we only allow it in the morning. One is because there's a connection between smichas gula l'tfila. You have to juxtapose the bracha after Krishna Gol Yisrael with Krishna. Okay, well, the tfila has to be in the morning. The morning Shema Yisrael has to be in the morning. So Mimela, Krishna also has to be in the morning, right? So tefillah is connected to Minim Tiknun, and the Talmud was only until the fourth hour. So therefore, you have no choice; you have to be Kriyashma earlier. Ulechach higdimus mana tzov shalosh shows. Okay, and have asmechua akrov kumecha. Rabbanan said, "Say really Kriyashma shel yom." I titled the shiur. No, what I call it? What's the latest time you can say Kriyashma in the morning? Okay, well, according to the daytime Kriyashma, until when one may recite the daytime Shema? The Kesemish is saying, you know when? All day, on a deraisa level. But Rabbanan said, no, you make it earlier because you have to juxtapose it to this morning Shemoneh Esrei. okay, and they have no choice. And it's an asmachta, so to speak, to say, v'kumecha, v'shosh, they're not common. Common. V'teidat asmachti, v'lo ikar perushu, the crow, the tali time, it's all gimel shos, the shekain, derek b'nei malachim, lam, v'shosh shos, otu b'nei malachim, yab ruv d'alma. When I bring up the B'nai Malachim, these handful of princes, that's the whole world. Anyway, that is the position of the Kesem Mishnah, an important shita that really is Man Kriyashma during the day, is you know when? All day. Yeah, Midrabanan, we're supposed to do it earlier. Now, many people disagree with this. I'm going to Avram, to go out in Zion and Simon Nunches, quotes the Kesem Mishnah, and he's got a few problems with this Kesem Mishnah. Okay, look at the fourth line, if they quote him. Dorm Tzorch Ian, one. Chayda the Ha Brachas Enon Shaychem Kriyashma. We said that before in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The brachas kriyashma, you're telling me that what was the Kesem Mishnah's raya? That according to the Rambam, you can say the brachas all day. So it must be that there's not kriyashmas all day. What's one thing got to do with the other? Okay, the brachas are not part of kriyashma. I mean, they're called brachas kriyashma. Not really part of kriyashma. The two chuvas in Rashba that I printed, chelik aleph simon mem zayin in 40 and chelik aleph simon samachtes in 41. In both places, and he writes, the brachas shal kriyashma ain't on brachas shal kriyashma mamish ke brachas ha-torah ke brachas ha-mitzvah. Okay. Otherwise, you'd have to say Likor is a Shema, you know, like some nusach like that. Okay. And that's why look at the end of 40. Ulufichach mishakar kriyashma belochaseh chozu amu brachaseh v'nei atzman v'ein b'chach klum. You can say kriyashma without the brachas. Say the brachas without kriyashma. Okay. Same thing in the next tshuva in Sechelak Asim Samach Tes. Well, brachaseh lo ein a brachas or kriyashma. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Samach Siv Beis 42. Kara kriyashma below bracha yotzei chovas kriyashma. Right. And then Choser Korah Brachas below Kriyashma. You can later on, when you have to daven or whatever, you said Kriyashma early in the morning, whatever reason, and then you have a sitter, let's say, you're someplace, you know Kriyashma by heart, so you said Kriyashma. Now you came to a place of a sitter. So strictly speaking, you don't really have to say Kriyashma. You said it already. You can say the Brachas are Kriyashma. Now, the near relationship, Tov Lachs or Kriyashma and Brachas. The proper thing is to repeat the Kriyashma again with the Brachas, but technically you don't have to. Okay? And the Mogan Avram writes over there in Sivkot and Aleph in 43, Afilo Korin Klal Yotzei Chovas Kriyashma. Even if he didn't say the brachas at all, you don't say Kriyashma. So therefore, he's bothered by that riot the Kesem Mishnah brings. Well, it must be that you can say Kriyashma all day, at least the Raisa, because otherwise, how can you say the brachas Kriyashma all day, which the Rambam allowed? So the Magen Avraham says, what do you mean? You see from the Chuvas Rashi and the Chavar himself, Paskins, that the Kriyashma doesn't belong to the brachas Kriyashma don't really belong. It's not necessarily they go hand in hand. Number two, he says, that was his one objection, going back to the Magen Avraham in 59, I'm sorry, 39. Source 39, fourth line. But old kasha, v'im kein ach af achashor dalad yikra brachas. Okay. Well, and according to him, he should have paskin himself that you can say taka the brachas all day. All right. But we don't assume like that. Most assume you can't say the brachas all day. The mechaber himself paskin, he only said the brachas till the fourth hour, and that's based on the rush. Another rishonim, I printed the rush in brachas parak aleph simin yud. Akar mikan kelech lo hifsid. Right. And lo hifsid means you can still say the brachas. Quotes that Gemara, should have quoted the Gemara, didn't it? But you can say the brachas until when? So their only suffix is until chatzos, which is b'di'evad, you can say shachos till chatzos, or until the fourth hour. And he quotes, if Haigon says you did the fourth hour, okay, but certainly it doesn't bring you all the way till the rest of the day. And the third objection the Magen Avraham had was, it'll come out, an interesting thing, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, you can say the Kriyashma shel shachos all day, and you can say the Kriyashma shel arvis all night. So says the Magen Avraham, but the three lines on the bottom of 39, the Lidwar of Kriyashma the Rice is Manakalayom, Bechalalaila, Havala Mitzvah say, Shalom is my grandma. Kriyashma is not a time bound mitzvah, all day, all night. Right? It's bound all day. You can say Kriyashma all day, you can say Kriyashma all day. There's no time when there's no mitzvah Kriyashma. So then that falls out of the category of mitzvah say, Shalom is my grandma. And the Gemara says, Mephorish, right? The Mishnah says, I've looked down at 45, the Mishnah says, Noshma the Tanah Peturim Kriyashma. And the Gemara says, on Chafam Alaf and Brachas, okay. They're potter from Kriyashma. She mitzvah says, say, shalom, groma. Right? The time bound mitzvah. Well, according to this, it's not going to be a time bound mitzvah because it applies all the time, day or night. Okay. And the Gemara says, Mephorish, on Chavim Beis, Kriyashma, I'm sorry, that was Rashi. All right. Okay. The Rashi explains it. And the Gemara says, on Chavim Beis, 47. Kriyashma pshita, mitzvah, shalom, groma. Bechol, mitzvah, shalom, groma. No shim peturos. Okay, so we might thought whether it's an exception or whatever it is. And the Rambam Paskin is that way. Perek Dal Alach Aleph, Noshim Adam Tanam Peturim Kriyashma. Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Ayin, Sif Aleph, Noshim Adam Peturim Kriyashma. Because the Mitzvah says, Shazman Groma. Okay? And later on, and Sim Kuv Vav, Sif Beis also. The Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim Adam, Afal Pish Peturim Kriyashma, Chav Mitzvila, because Tvila is the Mitzvah says, Shalom Zman Groma. Okay, then we're going to roam over there and Sim Kuv Vav by Tvila. So Cotton Beis, writes that the Rama holds to the Raisa, others in the Rabbana, a different discussion. But at the end of the day, those are the objections the Magen Avraham has to the Kesef Mishnah. It's a third objection. So he kind of rejects this and says that it's just not the case. All right, the Kesef Mishnah, it's a tremendous, I think, a tremendous Chiddush. Kesef Mishnah is saying, really, the mitzvah of Krishma is all day. The daytime Krishma is all day. Never mind, you have to look on your chart and see what time, 9:26. Okay, that's all the Rabbanan. Okay, but the Krishma of the Raisa is all day long. And Magen Avraham has objections. Now, the truth of the matter is, the last question about mitzvah zeshe shazman groma, the prima gadam has a commentary on the certain mesichtos and shas called Rosh Yosef. That was his name, Yosef Tomim. So he wrote the prima gadam. It's most well known for that. But his commentary on the Gemara there in Brachas Tesamanal, the Rosh Yosef, Dimaso Tarshal Dover 52, that Teretz Yitaka answers because he says it's true according to Kesef Mishnah. There's no time that there's no Kriyashma, because you can say the daytime Kriyashma all day and the nighttime Kriyashma all night, but still, it's separate mitzvahs. He says, it's still a mitzvah says Shazman Groma, Yesh Lomar, Ho v'shalayla ein la tashum v'yom, shayom ein la tashum v'layla, mitzvah says Shazman Groma. You can't, if you miss the Kriyashma at night, you can't make it up during the day. You miss the Kriyashma day, it's two separate mitzvahs. So he answers that question. But anyway, if you look in the Taz, and that's how most assume, not like this Kesef Mishnah. He raises the question, why do we make that distinction? And he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he writes at the end, okay, V'tamati, three lines on the bottom, V'tamati al pek kadosh yomek, how can he say such a thing? Okay, he says, he doesn't agree with it at all. And he says, he quotes something else that it's a, sorry, that wasn't a full-fledged Joshua, but it is a full-fledged Joshua. And he answers, Hakusha Nir Letaratek, we said before, the Dafka B'Shchiva Amin Ba'odom Shochim, the Kol's Mancha Shochim, Lo Yishtane Shem Shchiva. This is more like you were saying. You were more Mechavent into the Taz. Okay? The Taz says, this word Shochim, all the time you're lying down, Lo Yishtane Shem HaShchiva. It's a category of Shchiva. Masha'enikin B'Kima, the Mishtane Shem Kima, the Yeshiva, the Hiluch, not standing on place. I think that's what you were saying. Okay. I mean, it's more or less your Mechavent to the Taz. Like the Taz says, it's just the definition of the word, but he spells it out, I think, most similarly to the way you said it. Okay. The Mishtana Shem Kilosh, Vahiluk, Valkain Lo Mikri Kima, El Ascholas Akima. And he says, Pasha like that. And you go back to the Magen Avraham. Okay. The Magen Avraham at the end says he doesn't think the whole Kasha. Again, he says the same thing, that Kima is when you get out of bed, and it's not the same thing. And he also says it a little bit. He says, look at the back of the end of 39. He says, Shchiva is Shchiva. Okay, Zman Shu Shoche. Well, Kima Lomika Ela Kisha Omed Mimitoso. Aval Acharkach Lomika Kima Rak Amida or Yeshiva or Hilach. He's more or less stressing it's a different word. And when I'm wrong, it's a different verb that you use. You're standing, you're walking, you go. But the Taz, I think, says more like you're saying that. Okay. Anyway, those are the terutzim to that. The Pichodosh in 54, in Yanat Simenu Chesif Aleph. Brings other rayas against this Kesef Mishnah. Okay, he says again. He raises the same problem. He brings other objections because it sounds like from the Kesef Mishnah that the daytime Krishma has no fixed time. Daytime Krishma has no fixed time during the day. That's what emerges in the Kishma to on the Raisa level. That's what emerges in the Kesef Mishnah. There is no fixed time. So the Prichodesh objects. He said it's against something that Rashi says. Because there's a Gemara, and I'll show you the Gemara 55. Rochas Tezvav and Aleph. Gorav Chista Lion Amanda Mahadar Amaya Bidin Slosa. You're supposed to wash your hands before davening. So how far do you have to go back and so on? So he, Rav Chista said it wasn't necessary, but Hanamil Kriyashma, Avalot Tfila Mahadar. For Kriyashma, you don't have to wash, but for Tfila, you do. I'm going to go into the problem of washing now. But Rashi has an expression in 56. Tezvav and Aleph, Le Kriyashma. Be Idna de Kriyashma Shazmana Kavua. Pen Yavor Hazman. Rashi seems to say, the Prichodesh points out, again, it's in Simenu Chesif Aleph in 54, I'm not reading this, I'm just telling you the Gemara that he quotes. Prichodesh says it is Zman Kavua, and it sounds like he's not talking about just the Rabbanan, okay? Because otherwise, Tfila is also Zman Kavua, the Rabbanan, right? He's distinguishing Kriyashma and Tfila. So it sounds like that's the Prichodesh points out. There's also Tosefta in Brachas Paragim Alach Aleph 57, which says Mefurish, Kishem Shenitna Torah, Keva, Shenosna Torah, Keva, Likoshma, Kach Nosnucham, Keva, Tfila. The Torah gives a fixed time for Shema, and the Chacham gave it for Tzvila. So again, it's Mashma against that. So the Kesef Mishnah. He also points to Yushalmi and Brachos Perak Aleph Halacha Beis Mafsika and Lekriyashma, and it also sounds like the Zman of Kriyashma is Doraisa. You have to stop other activities because you're going to run out of time. D'oraisa, tefillah, you don't have to. Okay. Anyway, those are some of the issues. Okay, that come up with this. Now, that come up in connection with this Kesem Mishnah. Rav Adi Yosef and the Tshuva, Charles Suzy Abi Omer Chelik Gimel Chelik Archaim Sim Vov Oz Gimel. Mashehiksha Hataz Among Rav Omer Kesem Mishnah in Cain Loma Lo Yuchal Avara Chachad Dalat Shos. He thinks that's not a question. Okay, he thinks the Kesem Mishnah is talking on. Some people raise against the Kesem Mishnah. How can you say something? You know, when you can always say, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the same author, they only said 4 hours. So he explained, like I told you before, Kesem Mishnah, Koy Alibi Rambam. Okay, the Kesem Mishnah is going Alibi Rambam. You know, who says you have it all day and not machlokas. Okay. I do want to point out one thing before seeing what the Soloveitchik adds to this, and we'll finish up with that. Okay. And then he says at the end, the 4 hours, maybe because they linked the brachas of the Krishma to Tefillah. Fine. The Rashba is a Chuvas Rashba, brachas Yudam Beis. They're not Chuvah, I mean, Chidush Rashba, the brachas Yudam Beis, 61. Okay. He quotes, Hakor mikamelech lo hifsid kodem shekor v'torah, avavarach time v'fanev achas lacharecha. Right? You have to say the bracha still. How late? To kosem on a high gong, we saw it before. Okay? Or the shor revias. U'mash nidor la'acha arba en u'raklal. All right? That's one. Okay? Then he says, v'chein motzei feresh la'arib ben geyes, the mahaidor of high gong, shamina dafka b'shor revias. Okay? But, avar ra'isi b'tosus, sh'nistapkim lo hifsid brachas afilu kol ayom o shemar chatzos. He quotes a Tosus. I'm not sure where Tosus is, but he says the Tosus that says perhaps till Chatzos or perhaps all day long. Okay, now that opens the door. So turn to the last page. This is from the Rabbi Reichman's Rishina Shirim, his notes from Rav Soloveitchik Shir in Brachos Daf Yomi Beis. Okay, he quotes this Gemara that we start off that whoever, you know, if you say Kriya Shema after the third hour, Lo Hifsid, we said Lo Hifsid means you can say the Brachos. The question is how late? So he quotes it's an Ayin Barashbo on the second line of 62. Look at that Rashbo, he says, and he has three sheets of. Okay, the three sheets that we spelled out. Okay, but he says, "Venira Lomar." So to explain that machlokes, the lashitas of Haigon, kia mitzvahs brachas kriyashma tulav is man tefila. Obviously, he said the Rav Haigon, his sheet that he can only say the brachas kriyashma till the fourth hour is because the brachas kriyashma connected to tefila. Okay, it's one, you know, it's one big unit of Kabbalah Zol Machas Shomayim. Okay, that's what he said. But after the fourth hour, nothing doing. Okay, those who say Dur Chatzos, it's because there's still a Kabbalah Sol Machas Shamayim, even though it's not Tefillah Shavuot Zman, it's Tefillah. And then he says at the end, Mashenek El Acher Chatzos, there is still a Kiyum of Tefillah Shachris. You know what? Tashlumen. There's still a Tashlumen for Shachris you can do in the afternoon. With Avi Minchi can make up. So maybe that's good enough. And that's the Machlokas, he says. The Shitza Ramam could be one of two things. Aleph, the Sover, Shechal Tzir of Ben Brichas Kriyashma, even with Tefillah Tashlumen. Right, that even since you're in the afternoon for the rest of the day, you can still make up shachris, and therefore the brachas are still shaykh at that point. Birchas Krishma, or beis the chal tzir ben birchas Krishma tzilas mincha bismana. Who says it has to match only with shachris? All right, that's one I think interesting analysis of the three shitas as to how you can do it. But the other issue he wants to say as follows. Right, he quotes that he talks about that Kesem Mishnah, okay, which we find difficult. And our question, again, the Kesem Mishnah came to answer our question. Why is there a difference between B'shochmecha means all the time you're sleeping and of Kumecha means just the time of waking up? We gave it to him. But here's what the Rav said. Baram, you and Barambam, he quotes that Rambam, okay? And we mentioned the Rambam before. And he says, so 1 second. So why can't I say Kriyashma all day? With the Brachas all day? He said, Kesem Mishnah, because you're Mekayim Kriyashma. Look at the last paragraph. V'nira l'taretz. Here's the Rav. The Araisa Yeshon Beis Kiyumim B'mitzvahs Kriyashma. Okay, surprise. There are two aspects. There are two dinim, two fulfillments in Kriyashma. Aleph Kiyum Kabbalas Ol Machus Shemaim Pamayim B'yom. Aydei Kriyas Gimel Parshas Shoshma. Kabbalas Ol Machus Shemaim, which Rambam said means all three parshas. Says that also in the beginning of Kriyashma. V'chiyum Zeh Nilmad Mikod V'shachva Kumecha. V'chiyum Zeh Tolu B'zman Shchiva B'zman Kima. That kiyum, that Kabbalah Sol Machus Shamayim and so on, which you learn from Shokhu Kumecha, that is only till the 3 hours of the day, even according to Kesem Mishnah. But days, kiyum mesuyim shal mitzvahs Talmud Torah ayadei kriyas parshal shal shma. There's also a kiyum of Talmud Torah. The kiyum ze shal mitzvahs kriyas shma Torah's kiyum Talmud Torah nimshach zmana kol ayom. Beraya mizeh, he quotes it. There's a Gemara in the Dorim. that says Adam Yotze Mitzvah Talmud Torah B'chol Yom Ayidei Kriyashma. That a person who there's no time to learn, but you have to learn every day in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yeah, you say Kriyashma, that counts as Talmud Torah. That seems to be Chol Yom. V'nir the Kriyashma ain't a kiyam Talmud Torah ba'alma el Talmud Torah v'kiyam mesuyam be'etzem Mitzvah Kriyashma u'miguf Mitzvah Kriyashma atzmo. Well, if he's there, that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that there is a kiyam in the Mitzvah Kriyashma all day long, and it's a Mitzvah Kriyashma kabbalas olam hashamayim. Of course, he's supposed to do it, and they're both daraisa. Midorais is mana ad gimel shows the Torah on Shkibu Kima. And what he says in later halacha, the Kesem Mishnah is commenting, that's the other aspect of Kriyashma, that there's a Kiyam Miyuchad of Talmud Torah on Mitzvah Kriyashma. And that applies all day long. So that's how we can justify the Shitas. Okay, we don't have to come on to of Kumecha, we can come back, the Kesem Mishnah doesn't argue. Nobody will hold, according to this, like the Magen Avraham and the Taz all said, however, whatever the angle you want to use, we explain. Of Kumecha doesn't mean all the time you're awake. Okay, no, everybody agrees that if Kumecha one way or other means the time you're getting up. So how can the Kesem Mishnah say you can have Kriyashma all day long? We thought that meant that he says, no, that, I mean, that is what it looks like from his words, but the way the Rebbe reinterprets it, that's not what he means. He doesn't mean that Uv Kumecha means the whole time that people are awake parallel to Uv Shachbucha, meaning all time people are sleeping. Rather, with Kumecha, that's only applicable to the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Mitzvah's Kriyashma aspect of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah Talmud Torah aspect, that's all day long. And he says, since there is a kiyam of Kriyashma Doraisa, and then the Talmud Torah, so there's also a kiyam in the brachas. And according to that approach, you could say the brachas all day long. Okay, I'd kind of wish everybody a guten Shabbos. Okay.
Thank you.